So what do y'all want to talk about?
Today you said you're on the clock, so I'll start the episode.
I know, and I wasn't actually ready for you to do that. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Slade.
Do you want to start this episode with the exciting news?
You're pregnant.
Yay, again.
No, that starting at the end of the month, or March, I'm taking a break for a month from podcasting.
That's not exciting news. That's terribly sad news for
us. I thought y'all would be excited. The event that you were laying your 300 eggs.
No, I'm not excited about that at all.
Well, there it is.
Do you know what, Slade? I'm so not excited about it. I found the thing I made for you when I came back, and I'm going to play it again.
Oh, no.
Hello, Slade. It's me again. You know, Santa. Joy got in touch with me and wanted me to pass on a message to you.
He missed you dearly when he was on his break. He missed your touch, your kiss.
I hate this
so
much.
He longed to speak to you about video games every night.
I want to talk about something more interesting because I can mute this in the edit later. Have y'all watched Quiet on Set? Y'all aren't going to talk to me during this. Anyways, if you haven't watched Quiet on Set, it's really good. It's about all the like sexual assault stuff that was going on at Nickelodeon, like in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Before we get to that fun topic, Slade, as Santa said, I missed your touch, your kiss. So no, I'm not looking forward to you having a break.
Was that music that was in the background of that from The Social Network?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and I thought I recognised it.
Nine Inch Nails.
Big old Trent Reznor.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Slade, you were talking about a documentary.
Have y'all watched what is it called?
Quiet on Set. I've seen a couple of episodes. I know what was going on because Payne was keeping me updated.
It is. It is hard to watch, and it's really sad to see what all those like child actors were going through at the time.
It was just the whole thing with Dan Schneider and everyone.
But it's more than Dan Schneider, which I had like a conflicting feeling at one point. And this is gonna be like heavy for this documentary. If you haven't watched it, do. But there's a point where Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, he was being sexually assaulted by a producer. And when it came out and in the court case and everything, Dan Schneider was like, yeah, we're getting rid of him. You know, like at that point, he just kind of like did what he should. But the rest of the time, he's a massive sexist piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to speak a lot on it. But
it's four episodes. It's worth a watch. They're like 30, 40 minutes each.
I'll watch it. And I don't want this to come construed as me saying, maybe I'm on the side of the sex offenders, because I'm absolutely not. Just really being clear on that. But I don't know enough of the facts to confidently talk about what happened and what didn't. So
yeah. That's a good way to handle debates. If you're not confident on something, just be honest and say, I haven't done enough research to weigh in on the topic.
I thought you were supposed to yell at him and call him a...
Or you could just say...
All right, that might need to be cut out.
Yeah, please cut that out, Slade.
Give me so much work before my vacation.
Your vacay.
Yeah. Okay, let's move forward.
We're back in the room.
We're going to talk about Call of Duty 3.
Are you going to do a...
I am going to do a question.
A spoiler.
Can we rewind? Call of Duty 3?
Oh, yeah, Call of Duty from the original one from 2003.
Jesus, you scared me then.
Yeah. Also, we haven't had an episode intro or who we are.
Oh, was that not it?
No.
The preamble.
Oh, okay. Hello, welcome back to Game Club. My name's Slade.
Have we had a spoiler?
Who cares?
Have we had the intro music?
I don't know.
Has the audience pressed play?
Maybe. Who knows?
Has the war...
Oh, happened? My God. I'm working on a time limit. Shut up!
Has Joey uploaded the episode?
Probably not.
I mean, okay. I didn't last Monday, so...
Yeah. Probably not. Okay, anyways. I'm Slade. Find me at Slade Plays Games. Win Bembo. Find him at the billboard. Joey, find him nowhere. All right.
Find Joey behind the smoke machine, apparently. I don't know what that was.
It was just some deodorant. Just fiddling.
There we go. Perfect. Everybody happy? Happy. All right, we're going to talk about Call of Duty. The original one from 2003. But guys, my question is, what is the FPS that you are most nostalgic for?
Probably GoldenEye.
In my head, I was like, which frames per second am I most...
I love Legend of Zelda's 12.5 frames per second.
Well, that is why I was a bit confused.
Yeah. But no, probably GoldenEye, and I have some memories of playing the original Doom at our cousin's house.
I think Modern Warfare 2. That was the first FPS that I sunk hundreds of hours into.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the golden era.
It was good.
What about you, Slade?
What about you, Slade?
I did 3 DLC episodes on those. You can go listen to them.
Wow.
This episode is going to be about 9 minutes long.
We're already 6 minutes in without edits.
Yeah, but we've got to cut out about 2 minutes of that.
That's fine. We have a lot to go through about things.
Good.
Let's start.
Let's start. All right. So, Call of Duty 2003 edition, originally released for the PC. Metacritic, it has a 91 out of 100. Pretty much GamePro XPlay gave it a 5 out of 5. Pretty cool. IGN GameSpot, 9 out of 10s. The one that's a little bit edgy is Edge Magazine, 7 out of 10.
How edgy.
Alrighty, so Call of Duty is a first-person shooter developed by Infinity Ward, published by Activision. It's the first installment of Call of Duty, released October 29th, 2003. The game uses regenerating health. We are all, you know, familiar with that with current Call of Duty systems. This is back when you actually had to go pick up medkits scattered throughout the level or when you killed enemies. It also featured what was kind of new at the time, which was a shell shock effect where... if a grenade or explosion went off near you, it would like muffle the sound, the screen would go a little wibbly wobbly, and you move on. Yes, Joey.
I'm just amazed at how on the clock you must be that you burped midway through a word and then continued.
Yeah, because
I have somewhere to be at 4.
What time is it now?
3:14.
Wait, you have to be there at 4.
Or I gotta be leaving this house at 4.
That would be fine. Yeah, slow it down.
You've got like 90 jingles. Take a breather.
Smoke a bifter. Okay. You're fine.
A bifter.
Anyways.
I condone what I just said.
Anyways, Infinity Ward at a time was a new studio. It only had 21 employees at the time. And its project lead developers were a part of the Medal of Honor Allied Assault series. And they had nicknamed the project originally, instead of it being called Call of Duty, it was internally called Medal of Honor Killer, which I would think nowadays is actually kind of correct.
Yeah.
The other big thing for this is that it was using AI differently from most FPSs at the time. So instead of making you a lone wolf soldier, your AI companions were supposed to be kind of near you and acting as a unit instead of you being all by yourself. I kind of disagree with that, but we'll get into it.
Okay.
A couple more fun facts. There are gravestones throughout the European levels that have references on them. Like one for Brad Allen, which is the game artist for it. He has a tombstone in the game. It says, B. Allen, les es mort pour de courte portée. Translates to, let me out of the box.
Nice.
Which is...
That's a good one.
Which is really funny. There's also a thing at the end of the game where it says no cows were harmed in the making of the game, referencing the large amount of dead cattle seen throughout the European levels. Mm. During
we
the
just hate cows over
there. Bovine slaughter.
Yeah, during the Russian campaign, if you have some friendly fire incident, it says you are a traitor to the motherland. It said friendly fire will not be tolerated. There's also a... in the Russian pause screen, does anyone Garen... clip in the background instead of Russian ammo for some odd reason.
Is that an Easter egg or a mistake?
Yes.
It's
a mistake, but they're calling it an Easter egg.
Cool.
There we go. Before we hop into it, guys, let's start with, I think, the person most excited to play this game. Tim.
It's not very often that I quote Slade, but here we go. I hated it from start to finish.
Oh.
It was very samey. There's a lot of, don't get me wrong, most of the levels are very much go to point A, then point C, then point D, then point E, and then hit a loading screen, which could have been an extra objective on the level. But they occasionally had a thing where it's like, you're on a tank, and now you're on an anti-aircraft gun that's not shooting aircraft, and then you're back to walking around and putting the same bomb on the same device 5 times over. it was boring. I thought the runtime of the game was very much padded with the wait for the reinforcements. I thought there was needless difficulty spikes in favor of padding the runtime, because I only found them on the reinforcement missions. And if you fail with even like a minute or whatever to go, you have to start over. And I get that's part of the challenge, but it just seemed to be that I was cruising through the game and then you just suddenly hit a brick wall. It just seems like a very arbitrary spike to me. I don't really remember much about the characters' stories themselves outside of on the British one, you get on a boat at one point. The Russian one, you have to stand and wait for an MG machine gun to stop shooting at you. And then the American one, you have to stand and wait for reinforcements while a plane refuels. And the British one, you have to stand and wait around on a turret while the it's a lot of standing and waiting. And it's really dull, and I hated it. But bad. If I had a spray bottle, I'd spray it.
Nice. Wow. Joey.
I didn't think it was terrible. The thing is, so I went into this with a fairly low expectation. So I don't have the greatest experience of Call of Duty campaigns. I think Call of Duty, for me, the appeal is the multiplayer.
Sure.
I was thinking about Call of Duty World War II campaign. I was thinking about Infinity War campaign. I was thinking about Call of Duty Ghosts campaign. Three campaigns I've completed, and all three were awful. All three were much more modern than this, and this one was much, much better. So I think that they made a fundamental mistake in sticking the Russian campaign last. The Russian campaign was interesting and good. Didn't realise that they had two Call of Duties had such a strong influence of enemy at the gates. And that was my favorite mission, as I said, in our World at War episode. And I think that, Tim, your observation of having to wait for the turrets to stop firing, I actually thought that was really good. I think it made you feel helpless, which, you know, those soldiers in that real life war did. I think that this hasn't aged fantastically. And I think that with our scores, we're probably going to have to give them in a modern lens. But I think if I played this in 2003, my mind would have been exploded. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
For what it's worth, I do actually agree that if I was playing this at the time, I probably would have been like in love with it. But with modern hindsight and other first-person shooters and, well, just experience, a good time was not had.
I did try and also play the multiplayer.
Did you find anyone?
No.
Okay.
I spent 25 minutes searching for people and no one was there. That's my review of the multiplayer.
All right.
How about you, Slade? What did you think?
I had a good time with it. I do agree that the Russian levels are a bit more fun than the rest of it. I think I told Tim that he was like, I forgot what level he was in. It's the one where he's talking about where you're waiting for reinforcements and you're defending a bridge as the British. It's like realistically the halfway point of the game. And I actually think, I do agree, that's like one of the more tedious things because of the timer reset.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it not as fun. So I'll agree with that. I don't think it's fart noise level bad. But I think it has some old charm to it that we don't see in games really anymore. But it's overall, I had a good time playing it. It's always fun to replay it occasionally.
If it was released in 2024, you'd have to pay real money for each clip you wanted to reload. Or you'd have to pay for every time you want 10 seconds taken off of the time to refuel the plane.
Don't give the Dragon's Dogma team any ideas.
But no, I think for a product of 2003, I think it was very hard to complain too heavily about it. I do think you touched on something in your intro, Slade, and that was the AI of your team. I understand that like having a squad with you was fairly revolutionary for the time. However, they might have been throwing confetti at the enemies because they were absolutely useless.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I also found it a lot more fun to play the dam level as like a doom shooter.
The dam level. The dam level was good, actually. I think that was one of the better
if
levels.
You not a what's the name of the not Doom, what's id's other big thing at the time?
Oh, Quake.
Yeah, this runs on the Quake engine,
actually. Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah, you can play it like a Doom shooter if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely you can. And you know what? I had a lot more fun playing it as a Doom shooter than I did as a Call of Duty game.
But am I right, Slade, in thinking that this is one of the very first games to be released that you use iron sights?
No.
I think I am, because I researched it.
Oh, is it one of the first ones? Because I'm pretty sure Medal of Honor did it first.
No, I think it's the second ever game to use iron sights.
I don't think so.
What about diamond sights?
What about like the original Doom? Technically, you could aim in it, and it was iron sights.
Not with iron sights. No, you couldn't like ADS with Doom.
You could, like the little shotgun, set it up. Nope. You could argue that that is ADS.
Nope. That was straight down the middle, but you couldn't aim down sight yourself.
I think it's the second ever game that properly used your sights.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
And I thank it immensely, because I absolutely hate playing FPS games where you can't aim down sights.
One of my gripes with this game that I want to bring up, the anti-tank missiles do not work on people. Please explain.
It's anti-tank, not anti-people missile.
I understand that, but if an explosion goes off, the people are normally eviscerated.
But it's anti-tank.
It's not anti-people, Tim.
Think about it, Tim.
I'm not biting the bait. No, like for me, there was a point on the British Defend the Bridge level. You had to wait for the tank to come to a complete stop, otherwise the missile just would not register the tank.
Oh, no, that's not true. You could hit him while moving.
No, you couldn't, I was there for about 30 minutes.
Sounds like a skill issue.
This does sound like a skill issue.
All right. I'm not biting the bait. But
no, I've never waited for them to stop moving is what I'm talking
about. I had to. The missile would not register. It would go right through.
It is an old game in its defense. It's 20-something years old.
Yes, I can appreciate that, but it didn't stop it from being frustrating.
I get that it's frustrating. I'd see the tank in the distance, line up the 88, and just boom.
I would line up the 88 and the missile would go on a paranormal tank activity.
What it did, see, there's these little slits in the front of the tank for the driver to look through. The missile went through that and out the back.
Don't give it a lore reason.
That was it.
All right, so let's talk about it. We've kind of alluded there are three campaigns in total, which this also kind of sets up the whole what becomes very much the stereotype of Call of Duty being the American, British, Russian campaign. Some Call of Duties are different. Some are the same. So the American one begins. You play as Private Martin, and you have to go through basic training at Camp Tukoa. Was that someone's stomach?
What?
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I thought I just heard someone go, mm.
Oh.
No.
Is that you, Joey?
In the edit. Who knows? I wasn't paying enough attention to myself to know if that was me.
Something just went, oom. It really threw me off while I was reading.
Sounds boosted. Like something reaching the surface of the water.
Yeah. Deep fry it in the edit.
Yep. Okay. Anyways, June 1944, your job is to go ahead of Operation Overlord. You drop a beacon to let the planes know where to kick the paratroopers out. Over Normandy, let's see here. Sorry, my notes are kind of jumbled because I was writing this in a panic.
Do you think the war was still going on?
Yeah, the paratroopers are scattered everywhere, leaving you in a mixed unit formed by various companies. You're led by Captain Foley. By the way, that's an actual person, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. This kind of comes straight in from, I don't know if like Band of Brothers, well, the book was obviously out before this, but the 506 is who that's based on. Nice. So that's kind of what you're playing, if I'm honest with you. Anyways, your first objective is to seize the town of St. Mary Glees. You disable several flak panzers, as anti-aircraft tanks, as Tim called them, as D-Day begins. You reinforce basically take over German artillery positions in like the next level that are firing on, which is a very famous scene again from Band of Brothers. I need to see which one of these came out first.
Surely it's Band of Brothers.
Yeah. The other half of this is that you then get participated to go and rescue two British officers, Captain Price and Major Ingram.
The Captain Price thing didn't go unnoticed. Obviously, it wasn't a reference at the time, but it was neat to see where that started.
Yeah, and they're also in other Call of Duty games too, which is...
Yeah, I get that this is going to be a bit of a nod to the series, almost a bit of a trope.
Yeah. Anyways, then you also, the last part of the Americans takes place in the Battle of the Bulge, which is also pretty cool. Are you laughing because it's called the Battle of the Bulge?
Yes, that's what I battle with every day. Oh, I'm funny.
When did Band of Brothers come out, Joey?
He's finding
out. I could have just searched it, but I have the box set here.
The dual day.
We hear the box set.
I hear it on Blu-ray. It's a really cool box set. It's metal.
I have that box set.
You have this box set? How do I have it here then?
Well, I have the DVD one.
How is it in two places at the same time?
I have no idea when it came out. I can't find that.
He just wanted to go and get it.
Joey just wanted to show it off.
2010, apparently.
Wow. Well then. Well, the book is much older, so it could be from that.
The book is well after Band of Brothers was released.
Anyways, the British campaign is the next one you play as. You play as Sergeant Jack Evans. We've alluded to the essentially capturing a bridge. You're led by Captain Price, and you have to maintain and hold the bridge while you're waiting on reinforcements. It's Tim's favorite level. The other favorite level of Tim is the one he played like a Doom shooter, where you have to go and sabotage a dam that's providing power.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. You had this look on your face. I didn't know.
Can I rewind us? Band of Brothers was 2001. The DVD release was 2010.
Ah. Okay. Neat. And then the last part of the British levels is when you go play a little game of sneaky sneaks and get onto a big ship to sabotage and blow it up. Captain Price dies in this.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
We didn't do a spoiler warning at the start of the episode.
Wish we did.
That's fine. Oh, there is one other level I forgot about where you have to go and you're in Germany. You have to go take out some V2 rockets back behind enemy lines to keep them from being launched.
You have to shoot the lads.
Oh, forgot about that.
Go to a place, shoot some lads. Last, but certainly not least, is the Russian campaign, where it starts off, like Joey said, in the Battle of Stalingrad, making your way up the hill across the Volga River. It does the whole enemy at the gates line. First man in line gets a rifle, second man gets ammunition, blah, blah, blah. We know the story.
Listen to the DLC episode.
Yeah, I go in a lot more detail. The thing that kind of is so shocking to watch is that when you get to Red Square, you see Soviet officers killing anybody who retreats. So it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. And they will actually shoot at you, by the way, if you run backwards.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they will shoot you if you go the other way.
Good on them.
Yep.
As they should.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I'm very cancelled after this.
That's fine.
That's all right, Joey. Anyway. I said I battle with the Battle of the Bulge every morning, so I think you're all right.
You have to deal with a bunch of the hand-to-hand fighting that goes through the city of Stalingrad, which is fun to do, very stressful. It really puts some icons in between the stereotypical Mosin-Nagant sniper rifle, just being able to shoot people walking through a city square, but also room to room with you and your trusty PPSH doing your best to take out people before they take out you.
I do normally go room to room with my trusty PP.
My PPSH felt like a pea shooter. I don't know what it was. Some of the weapons in this game felt like they had absolutely no bulk to them. The PPSH was one of them.
You basically, with that game, firing in like short bursts. And I probably could have told y'all, but I didn't. But the hitboxes on that game are very like chest focused.
Yeah. You didn't need to tell us.
We found that out the fun way.
Well, when I say chest focused, I mean like not stomach down, but
they're
like
well endowed.
Torso up, if that makes sense.
Tim, you are very penis heavy today.
I mean, I was more He's talking penis about heavy breasts, every but, day. Yeah, I'm normally very front heavy.
That's why he leans over like that.
Yeah.
You also get
terrible
to
posture.
Anyways, you also have a level where you get to operate a Russian T-34-85 with the Guard's Second Army. It's a pretty cool level. And the last bit is getting to recreate that famously staged photo of the Russians invading the Reichstag building in Berlin, Germany, and raising the banner over the city.
I know this was the first Call of Duty game, but can Call of Duty please stop doing World War II and that scene in particular? We've seen it a billion times now.
It's one of the most famous images, and it's one of the most staged photos of all
time. I know, but we've also seen it a billion times now. From, you know that meme of, like, from Jimmy Neutron where it's like, where Sheen's bought, like, Ultra Lord in? And it's like, Call of Duty, this is the seventh time you've shown the capture of the Reichstag.
I've been to the Reichstag.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
Is the flag still up there?
Yeah, and there's loads of Russians up there as well. It's weird. No, it's a really cool building, but they kept all the bullet damage to it out the front, which I think was cool.
That's a pretty poignant reminder.
Yep.
I mean, me and Jenny, I don't know if you can keep this in, Slade. Jenny and I went to Berlin for a weekend, and we decided we didn't look at anything going on in the city that day, and we went on Holocaust Memorial weekend. It was very somber.
I believe it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very somber. Great city.
Moving
please,
on.
Please cut that out.
Does anyone have any shining lights?
I like the bit where my anti-tank missiles went on paranormal activity. No, I think the Russian campaign was a highlight. I think they should, if they opened the game with the Russian campaign, I feel like I would think this game more like, was it Allied Assault, the Medal of Honor, where you start with the D-Day landings?
Yeah.
The only mission I actually cared about in that game, and actually I think I played that mission through about 10 times. The one after it was terribly boring. But if they started with the Stalingrad missions in this, I think it would hold up to the same high acclaim as that Medal of Honor opening.
The finest hour Call of Duty, it does that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Tim, what do you think?
I mean, the Russian campaign was obviously the better one of the three. I clearly didn't have a good time with the thing overall.
Really? You've not made that very clear.
No.
Do you have a low light, Tim? We don't ask for those very often.
Low light. Ooh. No, I'm trying to think of something positive. I want to be positive, but I'm trying to think of something, and I'm desperately racking my brain for it. Just do your say, and I'll keep thinking.
Well, sure. I really think that I do have a low light I want to talk about, because it's one level that makes no sense. Overall, I hate to sound like a repeating record here, but yeah, the Russian level, it is so much fun. That opening sequence when you're crossing the river and running up the hill. It is so iconic. Yeah. I know. It is so iconic and fun.
I have one. One.
Yes,
I thought the 1 minute section in the Russian campaign where you're sniping the captains was interesting, because you had to go and think about their strategic positioning.
Yep.
That's about it.
Wow. 6 hours Tim's not going to get back is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely not.
Do you have a low
feel
light,
myself
Tim?
Aging.
Did you come up with a low light?
Oh, I mean, the other 5 hours and 59 minutes.
It can't have been that bad.
I hated it, dude. I absolutely hated this thing.
Oh, did you take my advice and not play it on the Steam Deck? Would be
yes, I played it entirely on PC.
Okay.
Well,
so it's not a Steam Deck thing. There's no Steamy Steam Corner this week. No Steamy Steam Corner. No, entirely on PC, and it was clunky and awkward and dumb.
Well, that's what Tim thinks of all of those brave soldiers that served in the war.
I'm going to be very clear. This is about the game, not the 1940s.
I'm just trying to drag you down with me, to be honest, Tim.
All right, okay.
I do like all the quotes when you die.
Don't know if I paid that much attention to them.
Yeah, they were just neat little reads.
I'm really glad that Albert Einstein told me that war is a bad thing when I'd just been killed.
Yeah, Tim had a great time, Slade, is what
I can tell. I can't wait to hear that score.
I'm just Slade, now, do you think it's higher or lower than his score for FNAF?
I think it's on par.
I think it'll be higher.
You think so?
What did we give? What did I give FNAF?
A one.
Yeah.
A one? Did I actually give it a one?
Yeah. I'm looking at the sheet now. You gave it a one.
Wow.
Does anybody have any other thoughts on Call of Duty?
As a whole or this game?
This game.
This game, I think, well, obviously, the money is in multiplayer and Warzone and all of the things that they can charge people over and over again for. But I think that you can tell that a team really loved doing this and cared about the material. Slade, you said you were going to tell us about a scene that didn't make sense, and I don't know which one
Head. It's a level that doesn't make sense, but it was done because the guys have been working on a couple different Medal of Honors, and one of them is like an OSS soldier, so Operation of Secret Services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the level that sticks out like a sore thumb is the Chateau level, where it's the American one where you're going to save Price and Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is no reason a random group of soldiers would actually go and do that.
The thing is, I don't know that I'd say I felt that stuck out like a sore thumb, because obviously I'm not as clued in as you. What I found really annoying about that level is it felt much more closed in than other levels. And even on a very basic difficulty, the enemies in this game hit like fucking trucks. Like Slade smashing stuff up on his desk. I dropped
my phone, is what that was.
But so I feel like you can die in a couple of seconds, but also they can sponge bullets. I didn't think it was particularly balanced.
It's the classic Battle Royale argument of I'm made of paper and they are made of iron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing I found annoying about that level is the objective, once you clear your friend out the basement, is to clear the path to the exit. You can clear the path to the exit and miss one soldier, but for some reason you have to go and get it and not the eight people in the basement.
Yep.
Because they have confetti to throw, not bullets.
I mean, I suppose, but can they not like do some sort of like blinding tactic with all their confetti? I've done all the work. They still have all their confetti.
Mm, fair enough.
All right. Well, with that, let's move the scores.
Yeah.
Hooray. Who would you like to go first, Slade?
I'm going
to
rip my Band-Aid off. Tim.
Three.
Three?
Three. For the time, for 2003... I would have probably had a good time with it, but I did not, and I will not be recommending it.
Joey!
I'm going to give it a 6, because this game is so old now that it could legally buy alcohol in the States. It was fine. It was, you know, it was a product of his era. I don't think I'm going to recommend it because of that. There was some frustrations, but I think if you want to relive a game that was very much of that early 2000s ilk, you can see the influence it's put on games going forward in a lot of different ways. So I think a 3 is harsh, but if you are marking it on a modern lens, I think I'm very happy to give it a 6.
Alrighty, I'm going to give it a 7. I replay this maybe once a year. I kind of breeze through it, play, you know, just know it forward and backwards. I think it's fine if you ever just want to play a first-person shooter that's not going to bug you for microtransactions every 2 seconds. Good on you. Go play it.
Have follow fun. Game Club Pod on Twitch, and Slade will be doing blindfolded speedruns.
No.
No? No. So, Slade, a recommendation or no from you?
I would recommend it, yeah. If you're just wanting to play like a classic first-person shooter.
Can I just tell you my one gripe as well as what I said for recommending it?
Mm-hmm.
Why is a 21-year-old game so expensive on Steam?
Because Activision owns it.
But it's obscenely expensive.
Oh, it is. It is.
How much is it? Because I got it on a sale.
It's normally $20.
That.
Yep. No, I agree. If you see this for $5 or something, grab it.
It is absolutely not worth $20.
Nope. It's a $5 Steam sale purchase, and that's about it.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, with that, let's head to the postamble.
What's the average score? And what are we doing next
I'm
week?
I'm sorry, the average score. The average score is 5.3 repeating.
Hooray.
Wow.
Hooray.
And I have next week, right?
You do. What are you two doing? I won't be here.
Yeah, the Slade won't be here. We're going to play I'm on Observation Duty. And now I'm going to tell you both, I accidentally chose this game thinking it was a different game. So, yay, look forward to that in 2 weeks.
All right, see you in the post-amble, everyone. When Slade comes back from his vacation,
okay,
he's going to see how many golf balls he can swallow in an hour. And the follow-up test is how many come out the other way.
And also, just for fun, how many can fit up his ass?
I don't know why, but I'm only thinking about the Lemmy Winks music right now. Lemmy All right, Winks. We'll sit.
Yeah. Lemmy Winks. All right, we'll see everyone
in 2 weeks.
Is this
going to be like a guest special feature music rather than our normal?
Yeah, probably.
All right, see you in 2 weeks.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Sparrow Prince lies somewhere way up ahead. Don't look back, Lemmy Winks, or you'll soon be dead. Lemmy Winks, the time is growing late. Slow down now and seal your fate.
Whoa, post-amble.
Slade, I know you're on the clock.
It's me, I am.
Do you want me to just jump straight into the quiz?
If you don't mind.
Slade, I'd like to introduce you to my 20-minute section.
No, it's a regular quiz. I have got this for you.
What the hell is it?
Can't remember. What the hell is it?
I can't remember.
The hell?
Nah, I can't remember. Can't remember. What the hell is it?
It's a Call of Duty quiz.
It's a Call of
Duty. I lose.
So, what viewers don't ever see, because we don't record video, is Tim does the e-girl thumb and finger thing during that.
Yeah. and Slade rolls his eyes constantly through the 13 seconds of jingle. Does one of you want to keep score? Because I'm not doing it.
I can.
Yeah, you know what? I actually got a new pen, so we're good.
Oh, use your new pen.
Wow. Yep. Okay, so when you know the answer, just say your name. I will tell you if you're ready to go. Whoever's first, I'll just say them. There are 10 questions of the quiz and one bonus question worth 5 points.
Bonus.
Okay, so these questions start easy and get harder. Okay?
Okay.
Call of Duty was released in which year?
Slade.
Tim.
Slade.
2003.
That is a point to Slade.
I almost
How could
gave
he have
Tim
possibly
that.
Known that?
I almost gave Tim that point on the piece of paper. And it's in pen, so it would have to stay.
Question two. What system was Call of Duty released on?
Tim.
Slade.
Tim.
PC.
That is correct. It is PC. Question three. Which famous TV show showed the president...
Slade. Well, Slade. That's not the question I was thinking.
Oh, no, you've called it now. Yeah. You've called it now. What famous TV show?
Showed the president.
Showed the president. I don't know.
No pressure here, but you're on the clock.
Yeah.
Okay, so Slade, you're out of this round.
Yep.
Tim, what TV show famously showed the president playing Call of Duty?
Breaking Bad. No, I don't know.
There was no president shown in Breaking Bad. It was House of Cards.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Think about it. Who played the president in House of Cards?
Oh,
Call of Duty played the president.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty.
Didn't he end up being a pedophile?
Yeah, but let's not talk about that. So, how many copies of Modern Warfare 3 were sold in its first month to the nearest million?
Tim? I'm going to say 4.
Incorrect. Slade?
I'm going to say, 6.
Neither of you get a point. It was 9 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Question 5. Which Call of Duty was the first to use exosuits?
Tim.
Slade?
Tim.
Ghosts?
Incorrect. Slade?
Can I have a clarification on the question? By exosuit, do you mean what they...
You know, the wall-runny...
Oh, those. Advanced Warfare 3?
I'm going to give you the point. It's just Advanced Warfare.
Okay.
I didn't believe there was an Advanced Warfare 3, for all of our sakes.
I think there was.
I don't. There was Modern Warfare 3. I think there was only one Advanced Warfare. So, question 6. Viewers watched how many hours of Advanced Warfare on the week it was released to the closest million?
10.
Tim?
25.
Incorrect, Slade.
Can't remember.
60?
Wow, you both overshot that. It was 5 million hours.
No. Oh, million. Oh, hours. I thought you meant people.
No.
No.
Hours. I said viewers watched how many hours.
Oh, I thought the question was
listen
how many
to the
viewers.
Question, Tim. So, what is the objective of the game mode Domination?
Tim? It's to dominate. Capture a certain area of the map.
Incorrect.
So, oh.
Domination is to capture and hold strategic points of the map.
I mean, you both said the same thing. You can both have a point. I have capture the flag, which I think is incorrect now that I hear it out loud.
I took this off a right.
Shitty website. I think you're right. this whole quiz has been brought into disrepute. So, question number 8, maybe. 8. Which country used Modern Warfare 3 footage for anti-American propaganda?
Slade? Wasn't it Russia?
Incorrect. Tim?
Afghanistan?
Incorrect. It was North Korea. Your friend of mine, the Kims. So, question 9.
Silly this, people.
this episode is just set out there to cancel me completely. Question 9. Gary Oldman is the voice actor for which reoccurring Call of Duty character?
Tim? Captain Price?
Incorrect. Slade?
Reoccurring. What's his name? Soap?
Incorrect. It is Reznov.
Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot about him.
Question 10. Which legendary horror director had a cameo in...
Oh, Tim.
Tim?
George A. Romero.
That is a point for Tim. Slade, before we get into the bonus question, which I'll allow you both a couple of guesses at, what are the scores looking like?
It is 3-3.
3-3. Ooh. Okay. So... in that case, it's going to be very subjective, and I do apologise for the loser. I'm going to give the closest person to this the points. Still want you to say your names. You're going to get a couple of goes at it.
Mm-hmm.
The bonus, with 5 points, which Call of Duty... No, I'm not going to give you leniency. I want the exact one. Which Call of Duty boasted, and I quote, seriously revamping fish AI?
Oh, Tim.
Tim?
That was Ghosts.
Tim gets 5 points, so that means...
Tim wins. Fatality.
Well done, Tim.
Good job, Tim.
I remember the fish memes and people were saying, didn't SM64 have this?
I mean, if you look at the fish in-game, they're not even that good.
No, they're not.
No.
Nothing good about Ghosts. Is good. Nothing about Ghosts is good is what I meant to say there. Jesus, it's been a long day.
Alright, well, join us on the next episode, audience, where we're playing I'm on Observation Duty, that one.
Yeah. Yep.
It'll just be Joey and me.
Are y'all going to get a replacement for me?
Don't know. Not decided yet.
No, we haven't decided.
Ooh.
Do you want us to, Slade?
I don't know, just tell the Northern Boy to be mean to games and that'll replace me pretty well.
It's a real assumption that the Northern Boy is going to step in. So, there you go. Maybe you'll hear from him, maybe you won't.
Y'all have fun.
You know when we have him on, is it rude not to call him by his name and just refer to him as the Northern Boy?
No, he knows. Okay. That's cool. Fine. I'll see you two again in like a month.
Okay. See you in a month.
Goodbye, enjoy your month. Okay. Bye. 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 Bye.
Road ahead is filled with danger and fright, but push onward, Lemmy Winks, with all of your might. The Sparrow Prince lies somewhere way up ahead. Don't look back, Lemmy Winks, or you'll soon be dead. Lemmy Winks, the time is growing late. Slow down now and seal your fate.